Well, we thank the Lord that we could have the opportunity to be together again. The primary text for our conference today is Luke chapter 11. I'm going to ask Brother Andrew to read Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4, and then we'll set the exercise for the day.
Luke chapter 11, verses 1 through 4. Now it came to pass, as he was praying in a certain place, when he ceased, that one of his disciples said to him, Lord, teach us to pray, as John also taught his disciples. So he said to them, when you pray, say, Our Father in heaven, hallowed be your name. Your kingdom come, your will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us day by day our daily bread, and forgive us our sins, for we also forgive everyone who is indebted to us. And do not lead us into temptation, but deliver us from the evil.
The exercise for today is when you pray. We want to look at prayer, and we'll set out the three readings. The first reading, we want to get the basics. What is prayer, and to whom do we pray? And the great provision that God has made to enable us to pray. We have the wonderful thought of access to the Father. And we want to spend a little time talking about that. We want to spend a little time talking about the fact that the Lord has made himself available for our prayer. And then we want to take just a little bit of time to talk about the role of the Holy Spirit who indwells the believer, who directs us in the matter of prayer. We're told to pray in the Holy Spirit. So we want to address what is prayer and to whom do we pray and the divine resources given to us in terms of approaching God as Father, praying to the Lord Jesus Christ, and through the power and in the Holy Spirit. We want to start with the best place to start, the blessed example of the Lord Jesus. He was a man whom the scripture says he got up early before the day and went into a place apart to pray. On another occasion, it says he went into the mountain and prayed all night. And so we want to look at the Lord Jesus as the wonderful example of a man who entered into this full communion with God, this dependency upon God, this relationship that he had with God his Father, and to use that as the spring point for understanding how we're to pray. The text, Luke chapter 11, was as a result of the Lord's own example. The disciples had been spending time with him, and they saw this pattern in his life, and they said, teach us to pray. And so he lays out for them this lesson with regards to prayer, and we want to just follow that. And so in the first reading, we'll look at Our Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name, and just bring in our thoughts together to understand who it is that we are praying to, and all that that entails as Father. And when we get to this afternoon, we want to look at prayer and the different types of prayer. What do we pray for? So in the first reading, it's whom do we pray to and what is prayer? This afternoon, we want to look at what do we pray for and to look at how the scripture describes prayer four different ways or four different exercises in prayer. There's prayer, there's supplication, intercession, and thanksgiving. We want to look at that this afternoon. And then later on this afternoon in the third session with the Lord's help, we want to, and just last month at Philadelphia, we had the thought of warfare and pulling down strongholds. And we had a couple of comments with regards to the armor of God that enables us to withstand. But right at the end of that text, there is, take to you the sword of the Spirit, which is the word of God, praying always with all prayer and supplication. So we want to look at prayer as the means that assist us with standing against the wiles of the enemy, and then taken up some of the things that cause prayer to be hindered, the things that sometimes get in our lives and get in our way that makes this communion, this relationship, this reality of communicating with God, not what it should be. So that's the exercise for the day. For the first reading, we just want to just spend a little time looking at the blessed Lord Jesus and his model and example, and then look at the first part of the prayer. When you pray, Father who art in heaven, hallowed be your name.
I'm wondering if, just as a kind of a preface, that prayer is not, although it is, but to us it's not to be a religious thing. It's a matter that springs out of a relationship, and a relationship that God has set forth. And I've been thinking about it recently in Genesis, when this distance formed between man and God as a result of man's disobedience. In chapter 4 of Genesis, just a little phrase that maybe would help us, that when Adam had sinned, there was distance. Man was put out of the garden. And then it says in chapter 4, verse 25, and Adam knew his wife again, and she bare a son and called his name Seth. For God said she, has appointed me another seed instead of Abel, whom Cain slew. And to Seth, to him also there was born a son, and he called his name Enos. Then began men to call upon the name of the Lord. It's an interesting point. At that point, men began to call on the name of the Lord. And Enos means mortal, feeble man. And it's not till we have a sense of our own mortality and our own feebleness, our own helplessness, that we really have a sense of our need for God. Because man generally, Cain's family, all wanted to be independent of God and live a life of their own, on their own course, their own ideas, their own dependence on themselves. But it's interesting with this, we see a principle laid down that this matter of prayer, this matter of dependence, has to come out of a sense of my own need for the Lord himself. It's not something, I'm not an independent running my own course. I'm a dependent creature that need him every moment of every day.
My understanding is that Luke presents the Lord Jesus as the perfect man. And when you read through it, a number of occasions, I think I counted about at least 7 times, where he is found in prayer, giving us the perfect example of what we as human beings should be doing. Just as a thought.
So if we were to just start out with a basic definition about prayer, what is prayer? One of the things that I used to think was, well, we say prayer is speaking to God. And it really dawned on me in thinking about this and meditating on this, and something was mentioned in the prayer meeting this morning that just reinforced it. Prayer is not simply just talking to God, as much as it is, but it's a understanding to whom we are addressing. It is the Almighty God. It's the God over all, blessed forever. It is the creature in relationship to the Creator. There is this reverence that is accompanying this dialogue, this communication, because of who it is. And so when we see the life of the Lord Jesus, he always, as this dependent man who walked here, he wasn't about his will. It wasn't about what he was doing. He had one singular focus in his mind. He says, I come to do thy will, O God. And so he sets for us the example that prayer recognizes the greatness of who God is, our own need as men, and we address him in a reverent, a manner that is consistent with his character and with our deficiency.